That was intriguing enough for them to be awarded a chunk of coveted observing time on the Hubble Space Telescope to take a closer look. The Hubble has a much bigger mirror than Kepler, and so should be able to generate a firmer signal. After 40 hours of observation, and after putting their data through the statistical ringer to try to remove any possible sources of bias, such a signal is exactly what they think they have found. Only big moons would cause enough of a dip in brightness to be detectable with today's instruments. And, with the important caveat that the room for uncertainty is large, Kepler-1625b's proposed moon seems indeed to be a real whopper. Dr. Kipping thinks it is at least as massive as Earth itself. Its diameter seems to be about four times greater, roughly that of Neptune. Its parent planet is comparably hefty, more massive even than Jupiter, the solar system's biggest world. Intriguingly, there are hints that the newly found moon's orbital plane may be tilted with respect to its parent planet's orbit around the system's star. The only moon in Earth's solar system with a similar arrangement is Triton, a satellite of Neptune. Rather than forming in place, Triton is thought to have been captured by Neptune from the Kuiper Belt, a sort of cosmic junkyard beyond Neptune's orbit. And it is just possible that things are stranger still. The moon's parent star is elderly and is in the process of swelling into a red giant. Dr. Kipping speculates that one explanation for the moon's giant size might be that the dying star is heating the moon's atmosphere, causing it to expand and increasing the moon's effective diameter. Assuming, that is, that the moon is real at all. To nail this question down, Dr. Tichy and Dr. Kipping hope to be granted more time on the Hubble next May, when, if their previous observations were correct, the planet and its putative moon are next due to swing in front of their star. Separately, they are hoping to use the Keck telescope in Hawaii to try to measure the wobble that the moon's parent planet induces in its star.